time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. Out on a run on a spring day, only a stone's throw from the Flathead River, I stop for a moment and listen. With its rustling, the river seems to applaud my efforts. As I go back and forth between stretching and sauntering, my glance roves over the landscape. A sudden fluttering at my feet catches my eye. Alerted to something, my curious eyes give chase and follow a meandering path through the air. Is it a leaf caught in the breeze? For a moment, the leafiness lingers, rocking back and forth, and I know it's not a leaf, but a butterfly. Or is it? A skipper is a lot like a butterfly. It belongs to the same order of Lepidoptera, meaning scaled wings. All skippers, butterflies, and the third member of this order, moths, are distinguished from other insects by their four scaled wings. Under a microscope, the distinctive wings of Lepidoptera look like they're covered in fish scales or shingles. If you touch the wing of a skipper, the powder that covers your fingers is actually made of these delicate, shingle-like scales. While skippers are similar to butterflies and moths, they differ slightly in appearance and habit. Butterflies are usually colorful and have clubbed antennae. They're also typically diurnal, or active during the day, and when at rest, whether on a flower or by a puddle, they tend to hold their wings vertically over their back. Moths, by contrast, are often less flamboyantly colored, and their antennae are not clubbed but taper to a fine point, and are often typically broad, flat, and feathery in appearance. Unlike butterflies, moths are typically nocturnal, and when at rest, hold their wings not vertically like a sail, but lay them flat over a generally stockier body. Skippers, on the other hand, are usually more colorful than moths, but less colorful than most butterflies. Still, they never fail to surprise and delight. Their antennae are clubbed like butterflies, but also hooked like a shepherd's crook. And unlike butterflies and moths, skippers often turn their wings toward the sunlight when they're at rest. Their wings are therefore neither held vertically over their back, like butterflies, nor horizontally over their bodies, like moths, but somewhere in between. As well-known lepidopterist and author Robert Michael Pyle describes, they appear rather like a folded paper airplane. This behavioral peculiarity is called solar orientation and enables the skipper to re-energize itself just as those other scaled creatures, reptiles, re-energize themselves by sunning. But perhaps the most distinctive trait of skippers is the skipping pattern of their flight, from which their name derives. As they fly from one place to another, they continuously dip down and rise back up like the waves of sunlight they relish. And while this flight pattern resembles that of some woodpecker species, the skipper never seems to fly as the crow flies. In Montana, we have perhaps a couple dozen species of common skippers, and because of the range of temperatures and varied conditions of precipitation and sunshine common to our state, many of these species are subject to great variation. While I'm far enough north to realize that I could be encountering an Arctic skipper, a skipper also found in higher elevation environments, the wingspan of this one is a little larger, probably 2 inches, and rather than golden flecks across the upper surface of its wings, the mostly dark brown triangles are bisected by simpler golden bands. Fortunately for me, this skipper has taken a hiatus from its frenzied flight. Now resting beside a puddle on the dirt road, I can see that it is indeed the golden-banded skipper. He's probably feeding. Skippers get their salts from dried-up puddles, their protein from scat, and their sugars from the nectar of flowers. And just as salt is leached from the ground as water evaporates, when we sweat, salt is leached from our bodies. Keenly aware of the nourishment we can offer, skippers will sometimes land on the resting jogger's patiently outstretched hand. Sometimes they'll even land on your nose. But this time the skipper flutters away like a leaf over the rustling river, and, ready for a few more miles, I scamper off as well. Today's Field Note was written by John Copeland. I'm Caroline Kurtz for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. For more information on Montana Lepidoptera, or to find out about upcoming events and programs, call 327-0405. Or visit us online at www.montananaturalist.org.